When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm a 30-year-old male, and I live in Horsham, England. I have a 2-year-old dog, and I take him out for a walk every morning around 5:30 a.m. before I head off to work. One December morning, my alarm went off, and it was time to take my dog, Yoshi, out for his walk. Where I live, there are some woods, riverside walks close by. My dog loves the woods and walking by the stream. I remember it was so cold out, colder than usual. We got to the entrance of the woods, and we walked down the trek to get to the bridge to cross the stream. Yoshi stopped whilst halfway along the bridge. His ears perked up, and he started to sniff at the edge of the bridge. Then he started growling at the side. I tried to calm him down. I couldn't see or hear anything. I started to walk to the edge of the bridge, and that's when I heard it. Someone or something screeching. It startled me, and Yoshi started barking uncontrollably. I had a thought. I could either cross the bridge and go deeper into the woods, or turn back. I turned to go back, and I froze. I was so terrified at what was standing in front of me. I dropped my dog's leash. A tall person was standing at the entrance of the bridge, wearing a tribal mask. I looked in their hand, and they were holding an axe. He was still, completely still, just standing there, eyes fixated on me and my dog. Before I could react, they let out a deafening scream. My dog was barking and ran in the other direction, deeper into the woods, away from the masked figure. I knew it was fight or flight. I ran deeper into the woods, screaming for my dog. I heard footsteps behind me, but I could not look back. I just had to get out of the woods and find my dog. I ran. I followed the red arrows, as that was the shorter trek in the woods, and it would loop back to the main entrance. Tears were streaming down my face. I was exhausted, and I kept hearing the footsteps and screeching behind me. I made it to the entrance, and I still could not find Yoshi. I thought maybe he ran all the way back to the house. Before I left, I looked back into the woods, and I saw them, standing behind the trees, the mask in view. They rose their axe above their head and let out that deafening scream again. I ran out of the woods and back to my house. Luckily, my dog was outside, waiting, clearly shaken up. We went inside. I sat down on my sofa thinking, what on earth did I just experience? Did they just want to torment me? Did they plan on hurting me and my dog? I'll never know. I have heard no one else mention of any tribal masked people in those woods. I have not gone back either. I don't think I ever will.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I might have a different perspective on summer than most of you. I usually hated summer. My parents both worked during the day and left me chores to do every single day. I hated it. My friends were out doing everything they wanted while I had to do house and yard work. One particular day, I was tasked with painting the spindles on the front porch, which would probably take more than one day to do. While I was out there painting, I heard the loudest noise coming from the street. It sounded like someone was rolling a tool chest down the road. I saw that it was an old guy with a cart that had a bunch of what looked like tools on it. After looking at the cart and putting two and two together, it was a portable cart to sharpen knives. Having some extra cash and thinking that I would do something nice for my parents, I flagged the guy down and ran inside and grabbed the knife block to bring the knives out to be sharpened. I told the guy I was doing it for my parents, and he just looked at me and whispered, "Such a nice boy." He completed the sharpening for me, and I gave him the cash, and he thanked me, and then continued down the road slowly but surely. When my parents got home, I could tell they appreciated the gesture, but I think they were more focused on the painting and how well of a job I did. That night, I slept in my living room so I could stay up and watch TV without waking up my parents. I had to pause the TV at one point because I thought I heard a loud noise. I moved the blinds near the couch and looked outside and saw the cart from earlier. What the heck? I saw the cart, but no person. My dog could tell something was up, so I let her out back, and as I went to turn the back porch light on and let her outside, I could have swore I saw someone shuffle behind the garage. I freaked out and woke up my dad and told him what I thought I saw. He looked out front and he did see the cart, but when he went behind the garage, he didn't see anything. I went to the side door to make sure the door was locked, and the old man was standing directly against it. I screamed for my dad, and he ran and came out and confronted the man. I don't remember exactly what he screamed, but he was screaming like I had never heard before, shouting expletives. He called the cops, and the cops eventually showed up, took statements, and then took the man away. I think he was charged with trespassing or something along those lines. It's been years since these events have taken place, and the only thing I can really still visualize are the spindles on the front porch and the old man's face pressed against the sliding door when I went to go look outside. I don't think I'll ever forget that image as much as I would like to. Anyway, I hope this story spooked a few of you, and if not, maybe it was a good one to fall asleep to.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.